You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hello there, what it do, how are you, and welcome to episode 11 of Above the Nest with Rachel, brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. It's a great day to talk football, that is Eagles football, of course, and I'm your host, Rachel Prevett, getting you hip very quick to what's happening. Today is Friday, May 28th. It's a holiday weekend, Memorial Day weekend, and I hope that you guys have been having as great of a week as I have. Some more exciting news. We have another review from David Griffith 01, and it says, "Love the quick updates. Welcome to Philly. Great podcast." So shout out to David Griffith 01 for the lovely review. Make sure you guys keep them coming because it motivates us to continue putting out dope content for you lovely listeners. But let's recap what's been going on with the Eagles this past week. First things first, the Eagles announced that single game Eagles tickets for all 10 home games, so 2 preseason games and 8 regular season games, in addition to 2 open training camp practices at Lincoln Financial Field during 2021, of course, will go on sale next week. So starting Wednesday, June 2nd at 10 a.m. Eastern. So make sure that you mark your calendars because I'm sure that the tickets are going to go super fast, especially with the strong possibility of COVID restrictions expected to be lifted sometime within the next month. I'm sure that the games will be at full capacity this season and you don't want to miss out on the return to action, on the somewhat return to normalcy. So the 2 public practices will be held on Sunday, August 8th at 7 p.m. and the other one Sunday, August 22nd at 7 p.m. So don't forget to get your tickets starting on Wednesday, June 2nd at 10 a.m. Important date to remember. And tickets can be purchased through Ticketmaster, but there is a 4 ticket limit per household due to the high demand on tickets. The Eagles made some changes to their football operations department on Thursday as well. So some people were promoted, some people were new hires. But starting with Phil Baya, they have listed as a college scout for the Southeast region. Brandon Brown, director of player personnel. Dave Caldwell, personnel executive. Ian Cunningham, director of player personnel. Matt Holland, college scout for the Northeast region. Bryce Johnston, senior director of football transactions. Evan Pritt, scouting assistant. Jeff Scott, senior pro scout. Amina Solomon, pro scout. And Catherine Reich, vice president of football operations. So of the recent changes, the promotions and the new hires, Dave Caldwell and Catherine Reich are the 2 most significant names on that list. So starting with Caldwell, he previously served as the Jacksonville Jaguars general manager for 8 years. So he was there from 2013 and to the 2020 season, and he was fired during the 2020 season. Our fellow SB Nation family, Big Cat Country, wrote an article titled "Don't Feel Bad for Dave Caldwell Being Fired," and here's a snippet of what it said. Dave Caldwell was very bad at his job. He was not good at some of it. He was not good at 1 or 2 things. He was very bad at everything. He was the worst general manager this franchise has ever known, and arguably the worst at his position throughout the league. And it's okay to be happy he's been fired. The bread and butter of any general manager in the NFL is twofold: franchise quarterbacks and first-round draft picks. If you don't do either one of those well, your football team will struggle. Dave Caldwell failed at both. So, yikes, that's not a good look at all. And I'm wondering why in the world would the Eagles hire him? But take a wild guess. It's a rumor that he's actually super close with Howie Roseman. So there you have it. It's all about who you know, relationships. That makes a lot of sense. But in his role as personnel executive, he'll contribute to the evaluation of the Eagles team while also assisting in both the pro and college scouting process. And now on to Catherine Reich, who is, as I like to say, making her story. Yes, you heard it correctly, her story. She is now the new highest ranking female personnel executive in NFL history. She's 32 years old, and she'll be involved in all areas of football operations and player personnel, including pro and college scouting, contract management, player staff development, and football research. She joined the Eagles in the 2019 season and has served as the Eagles football operations player personnel coordinator for the last two seasons. So yes, hashtag women in sports. This is a very nice move made by the Eagles. History in the making. I like the message that this sends out. You know, this is the first time that we've seen a woman in this position. It says in NFL history, but this will not be the last. So it only takes one to, you know, send out that message that like women can do it too. So I love to see this. This made me really, really happy to see. And it just takes one, you know, that's a glass ceiling broken. She's being a trailblazer. So shout out to Catherine Reich. On to roster moves. The Eagles signed former Baltimore Ravens defensive tackle Willie Henry. Henry, who is listed at 6'3", 291 pounds, was drafted by the Baltimore Ravens in the fourth round of the 2016 NFL draft, and he played in 18 games for the Ravens and the San Francisco 49ers. In order to make room for Henry, the Eagles did waive linebacker Joe Bocci. But that is going to be all for episode 11 of Above the Nest with Rachel, brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. Make sure that you guys, if you haven't already, leave a review, rate, follow us on social media, both Instagram and Twitter. And also just make sure you guys are checking out the different content on the feed. There are two new episodes, Eye on the Enemy should be out. Are coming out, and also BGN Radio episode 185 dropped on Friday. So make sure you guys take a listen to that as well. But that is going to be all. Enjoy this wonderful holiday weekend, and we out.
BGN.